Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that we are all sinners who need a Savior, and all sin is against God. Let's continue with that thought today. We find the northern army that some see as Assyria, who will come about 100 years later. But the restoration is not complete, as it will be in the millennium. It seems we are looking at the Russian Confederacy that is coming against Israel in the first half of the tribulation. The point is, the problem is Russia. Now, let me just, as an aside, say this. Don't expect God to remove sin if we don't admit it. Now, Russia is coming in as an enemy, and boy, they better identify their enemy. Already we see agreements with Iran and the Russians. Now, those agreements can change, but the great thing is, God's promises do not. And when the Lord said, him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out, that promise is still true today. When we read, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely, that promise is for whosoever will. When we read, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That means that there is an opportunity. When we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, we can believe that, and we can act on that. And so, but before we do that, we've got to see that we are sinners, and we need a Savior. And only Jesus saved. God's promises do not change on those promises I just shared with you. But you've got to do your part of repentance and faith. As Acts chapter 20, verse 21 states it, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. All sin is against his deity. No matter if you sin against me or I sin against you, it's still sin against the deity of God. All sin is evil in God's sight. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible is filled with that. All unrighteousness is sin, the book of 1 John tells us. So let's not kid ourselves. We are all sinners who need a Savior. Now, I think it's strange today that we put people in trust with weapons that can destroy us. And their stated goal is to destroy you. They've killed Christians for this reason. They were Christians. They call us the great Satan. And Israel the little Satan. And they want to annihilate us completely. But for some reason or another, we refuse to accept they hate us. And that they want to destroy us. And yet, we know by their own statements, that's what they want to do. Now, yes, I am alarmed that as I am now recording this in early January of 2017, that over 100,000 Muslims have been brought into this land over the last 6 years on each year, and more, even more than that. 100,000 each year or more. And now we have cells in about every state that actually have military practices and do things preparing for whatever they're preparing for with those military activities. Now, we're told that the devil wants to destroy us as much as Iran wants to destroy Israel and the U.S. You see, and that's why I gave the illustration of Iran, because I want you to know that as many in our political realms try to deny what Iran and Islam is trying to do to us and do to Israel, there are Christians, people that claim to be Christians, there are religious people that will even deny that there is a devil, and that the devil wants to destroy us. The devil wants us in hell. But my friend, that is true. We have an enemy, and we're in a warfare. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 that he would build his church. He's talking about the local church. He wasn't talking about an invisible church. People always talk about an invisible church. Well, who's the pastor of the invisible church, and who are the deacons? Who are the elders? It would seem to me that the pastor, the deacons, and the elders would all have to be invisible if the church is invisible. And how ridiculous we are. The word church means a called-out assembly. And in every town, there should be a called-out assembly that are staying true to the Word of God, that are preaching the Word as it is to men as they are, speaking the truth in love. Isn't it interesting how people look at that, though, speaking the truth in love? So many want to look at the truth and downplay it while increasing love, love. But the word love that the world defines is not the same way the Bible defines it. The world says, you know, they already know they're sinners, so you don't need to name sin and talk about these things. Oh, yes, you do. If you're calling them to repent, you need to name sin. He said, do you find that in the Bible? Well, I find Jesus saying, thou's had five husbands, and the man you're living with is not your husband. Do I have that right? And then that's the woman that got converted. In John chapter 8, he told the woman to go and sin no more. Now, people just want you to see that she is forgiven, but they don't remember that he confronted her with her sin. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 7, to his brethren who had been born to Mary after the birth of Jesus, and that were actually Mary and Joseph's kids, that they said, hey, go up to Jerusalem. And he said, you guys go on up, my time's not yet. He says, this is your time now. He says, look, they hate me because I testify of their deeds that they are evil. In other words, he was saying, when he said deeds, he testifying of his, and he was doing it over and over, and that he was plural deeds. So he named them. He was naming sin, and the religious people hated it. People aren't going to get saved if you hit gossip. People aren't going to get saved if you hit the tattoos. People aren't going to get saved if you call out social drinking. People aren't going to get saved if you talk about how they're dressed and immodest dress. People aren't going to get saved if you call out sin on their lack of faithfulness. People aren't going to get saved. Well, listen, that's a theory that's not found in the Bible. That's a theory that is founded in religious marketing. And it is as false as is the devil. So the devil parades as an angel of light, but that is so false because he is the king of darkness. My friend, that theory that they're pushing around today, even in so-called fundamental churches, is sin, sin, sin. When people get up and preach it that way, that preacher is sinning against God. Look, you cannot speak the truth in the love if you're not speaking the truth as it is to men as they are. One of the greatest, greatest examples of love is the Lord Jesus Christ He preached on hell more recorded than any other man in the Bible. He named sin. He spoke of the religious people's sin. He spoke of unsaved people's sin. So, nobody loved more than him. So don't be fooled by the straight out of hell preaching that says, oh, people already know their sins. You don't got to say that. You just got to get them to say this little prayer that we've put together. My friend, there are going to be many people in hell burning because some panty-waisted preacher told him that because he's afraid to stand for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if there's a preacher like that out there, please don't write me and ask for an apology. One is not forthcoming. Now, be sober. We read in 1 Peter chapter 5, in verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, that's Bible. That's word for word from 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. And so we've got an adversary, and it's a spiritual warfare. And verse 9 tells us to do something. He says, whom resist? Resist. No, not just stay out of it. Resist. You've got to be in it to resist. I have what I believe is a biblical philosophy of ministry, because I believe it was given by the Lord Jesus Christ. He told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell not prevail against it. Now, the rock, of course, was Jesus Christ. Peter was a pebble. That's what his name meant. Jesus Christ was the rock. And he said he'd build his church. He's talking about local churches. And my friend, he said the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Now, I've never yet read in history where an army picks up the gates of a city and goes out and starts attacking people with it, trying to hit people over the head with a gate. And that's just ridiculous to think about it. Gates were for defense. As a matter of fact, Samson, he picked up a gate and carried it up to the top of the hill and set it up there, but he removed that city's defense. But you don't attack with a gate. And so the philosophy that I believe that we have from the Lord is simply this. We're to be on the offense. We are to attack the gates of hell. And therefore, at the point at which the devil is attacking, that is the point at which you meet him with a sword. And that sword is the Word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible stands.